Hello everyone, I'm Tochi and this is another episode of our Half of a Juice series. So today, as we all know, Half of a Juice means that it's just going to be one of us on the episode. So today's topic is how to take care of your skin. Usually, to take care of your skin, you need to have a routine, a set routine that you follow religiously. Like, you have to be very consistent with your skincare routine. It can be very hard to keep track and to do the same thing every time, you know, because people, you get busy, you know, you might want to just rush. You can have your bath and just be rushing, just do anyhow and just go. But if you develop a routine and you stick to it for, like, let's say 2 weeks, it becomes part of your day. There's no way that you won't do it. It's part of you now. It's just like how you brush your teeth in the morning and have your bath. That is a hygiene routine, you understand? So if you can just see your skincare routine as your hygiene routine as well, you would have no problems doing it. In fact, you actually create time. You just, because you know you have to do it, so there is no way that you will just rush through it and not do it at all. So I'm going to be talking about my own routine. And to be very honest with you guys, yeah, there are times when I get so busy that I skip my skincare routine, like the routine, and I just do the basic, use cream, use face cream and go. I don't do everything, you know, step by step. But it started telling on my skin that I wasn't following through in my routine. And I'm back on my routine now. It happens when I just get so busy and I have to do so many other things at the same time, so I just skip. But it's always best to stay on your routine. My routine, however, is, first of all, I'm going to start from when I have my bath, right? So in the shower, I have different soaps for different purposes. So personally, I use African black soap. Okay, I have this African black soap that I get from a very good source. I'm going to probably tag them on Instagram, so you guys can go and check them out. They're very, very good. Their products are very good. Okay, so I use their black soap. It's called Black Candy Soap, right? This soap, guys, this soap is so good. Like, this is not a sponsored, it's not a sponsored anything, but this soap is awesome. It's literally awesome. Like, it's black soap. What it does is it takes care of breakouts and blemish and whatnot. It just kills everything. So if you're someone that has acne regularly, pimples coming from left and right, when you use this soap, first of all, there'll be no new pimples on your face, no new pimples. And if you have rashes, that's all gone. And then the soap actually starts to clear off your spots from dead pimples, you know, acne, all that. And then, you know, even when you have like blackheads, you know, when you have pimples and then the surface pimple, the head like heals. But you know, when there's that swell under the skin, that's the infection. So it's not completely gone. So you need something to tackle that situation. So this soap actually tackles all that. Yeah. So this soap is like a one-stop shop. It does almost everything. And then if you're someone who battles with skin darkness, like let's say you have like dark circles around your eyes, it could be because of stress. And again, the skin around the eye is very thin, so it's extremely sensitive. So for someone who is light, for instance, if you go outside in the sun without using sunscreen, you're going to have that situation. You're going to have dark circles around your eyes. If you don't sleep well, you will have dark circles around your eyes and all that. So this soap helps to take away what's not meant to be there. So if you have darkness on your face that shouldn't be there, the soap would return your skin to its original state. It doesn't lighten, okay? It's not a whitening, lightening, no, all those things, It just takes your skin to its original form, to its real form, you understand? That's like my cleansing soap, right? And then when I'm done with my shower, I get out, I have a cleanser again. So the reason why I even bother using my cleanser is because There's no how, guys. Let me just tell you now. There's no how, After using soap, no matter how clean you think you are, use your cleanser. You will see that there's just one dirt here. It's just, it might be clean, but you just see that there'll be a little bit of dirt on your cotton wool, you know. So you're just gonna see it there. And that little bit of dirt can wreak a lot of havoc in your life. You don't need it. So you got to cleanse it off. You get me? So after using the cleanser, of which there are different kinds of cleansers, there's the oil-based cleanser. But for someone who has oily skin, you might not want to use an oil-based cleanser because it will just probably worsen your situation, because the oil will just collect all that's already in your face and will just add to your problem. And then for someone who has oily skin, you probably need to use a water-based cleanser. But there are some cleansers that come in like soap form. So instead of just using your cotton wool, you might have to use your cotton wool, then wash it off, you understand? So that's different. So after using your cleanser, you can now go on to use your toner. Okay, but then for me, I feel like toner is optional. You don't really need to use a toner. But if you have a toner that you like, go ahead and use it. A toner basically just helps to balance your pH, the pH of your skin. So all those pimples and things that come on your face, it could be some kind of imbalance. So the toner just helps to balance your skin, you know, your pH and everything. And it's always best. Now, listen, it's always best to look for a toner and sometimes even a cleanser that has salicylic acid. What that acid does is it completely hinders breakout. It hinders breakout and it kills pimples. Guys, it literally would kill all the pimples on your face. And then it doesn't let you have breakouts. So you will have no new pimples while you're using your salicylic acid infused cleanser or toner. I like to make sure that I have a toner or a cleanser that has this salicylic acid in it, because guys, it's bae, okay? It is bae, literally bae. Listen, just have it in your corner, you get me? Even if you don't use it every day, have it in your corner. Use it, even if you want to just use it maybe twice a week, just have it there, okay? Of course, it's best for you to use it every day so as not to even have any breakouts at all. But guys, just have this in your corner and I promise you, you know, go get problem again for your life when it comes to pimple. Oh God, I'm for real. And then after your toner, now, usually you could just easily skip to your moisturizer, but you must have your vitamin C serum. It's just the best. It's so useful. I feel like everyone should have vitamin C serum, no matter how old you are. It works, okay? It works. It helps to reverse so much damage, like from sun, from pollution. You know, when you're walking up and down, you don't know that the air is polluted. You don't know what kind of germ or bacteria is just hanging around. So that vitamin C serum just creates like a barrier, you understand, on your face. You just put it, it's vitamin C, guys. Imagine what vitamin C does in your body. Now imagine it on your face, okay? Either vitamin C oil or serum, you need to have it, okay? You need to have it. See, I feel like everyone should have vitamin C serum stroke oil, okay, for their face. It's just, I feel like you should have the raw vitamin C serum. But if you don't want vitamin C serum, you can actually get carrot oil. Carrot oil is bae. It literally does almost the same thing as vitamin C serum because it's got vitamin C in it. Also, things like lemon oil, orange oil, all those things have vitamin C. So you might just want to buy something like that. Yes, it's all good. But vitamin C serum is packed with vitamin C. So I feel we should all have it. Use it on your face after your toner. And after that, if you want to just chill, all and good. But there's another step, or you have to use your eye cream after your vitamin C serum. Now listen, now when I'm saying all these things, like, you have to take some time. When you use your cleanser, chill, let it dry off. You know, if it's an oil-based cleanser, let it completely dry off on your face, then move on to your toner. When you're done with your toner, let it dry, then you can move onto your vitamin C serum. When you're done with that, because it's going to take a longer time for it to dry up and absorb into your skin. That's the reason why you have to wait a bit. So allow it to absorb into your skin. You can now use your eye cream. Now your eye cream, it's just under your eye, around your eye, that circle around your eye, just use it there. It just helps you to keep your eye area protected because of things like sun damage or even lack of sleep, you know, those dark circles and stuff could be stress. It just helps you to just keep your eye area looking healthy, basically. Okay, I mean, guys, nothing can mask the obvious signs of lack of sleep. You need your sleep. You know, that's, in fact, sleep, drinking water, and eating well, as eating your balanced diet, eating healthy, and sleep and exercise are actually skincare, stroke, body maintenance routines. So nothing is going to take that away from them. But you can help yourself and just, you know, use your eye cream and whatnot. After your eye cream, of course, you have to now wait a bit, let it absorb. By absorb, I mean let it dry, you know, then use your moisturizer on your face. All right, moisturizer now will keep your face hydrated. Moisturizer will help to lock in all these good stuff you've already used and just helps to hydrate your face. It helps, you know, to keep your face supple and soft and hydrated. Like, to your face and your whole skin, when you use moisturizer, it just helps your skin to breathe. It helps your skin to not be thirsty. You know, have you ever seen someone who's just walking around and then their skin looks so dry? Have you ever just seen a person with really, really dry skin? And then maybe you can just tell them that, yo, how far? Your skin is dry. Yo, you look ashy. And they're like, well, that's how my skin is. Guys, I understand that dry skin people have some real problems, okay? I know it's a real problem. But there are products you can use to keep your skin hydrated. You might not glow like a person who has combination skin or who has oily skin that uses moisturizer, but you can actually keep your skin hydrated. There are actually products that are for the dry skin, literally for dry skin. Okay, you can get a heavier moisturizer. Someone that has oily skin would need a light moisturizer that is not oil-based, light, because they already have oily skin. They don't want to add to their problem. So someone that has really dry skin would need a very heavy moisturizer. I'm talking like aloe vera heavy. Like aloe vera and coconut oil mixed together. Maybe palm kernel oil too, mixed together. Heavy, heavy, heavy duty, so that you can glow the whole day. All right. The reason why your skin is dry is because your skin is absorbing at a faster rate. So it absorbs everything. It's just drinking. It's just drinking. It's just drinking. And you're not feeding it enough. So drink a lot of water and find a moisturizer. Let me tell you can actually find a good moisturizer for dry skin and still put your oils in your moisturizer. Oils like palm kernel, cold pressed. Like, I like to use cold pressed palm kernel oil on my skin. Guys, there is nothing like this oil. This oil is literally bae. Okay, this oil is so moisturizing, it's so hydrating. Like, I literally would glow from morning till night. I'm telling you, okay? And my skin is not oily. I don't have dry skin either. I just have like combination skin. So my skin literally glow from morning till night. I mean, it's bae, okay? If you can just find palm kernel oil, I can also leave a link I can tag where I get my palm kernel oil from on Instagram when I post this on Instagram, okay? But yeah, try that. Try palm kernel oil. It is big. And then if you're going to leave your house after all this, please use sunscreen. In Nigeria, in Africa, we have some really crazy sun, okay? Even abroad, the sun can be really crazy too. So they have their time, you know? So I feel before you leave your house, use sunscreen so that all the hard work that you have done, prepare your skin, to take care of your skin, you know, now go and just, your hard work will now go and be useless because you have gone under sun. The sun will just kill everything. So use your sunscreen to protect your skin from the rays of the sun, the harsh rays of the sun. Okay? Use your sunscreen. UV rays are are literally dangerous to the skin, especially when you are always exposed, yes, to the sun. When you are constantly exposed to the sun, you can actually protect your skin from the rays of the sun by using sunscreen. And once you can do that, you're good to go. So these are basically routines for the face, but from moisturizer to sunscreen, that's for your skin, that's for your body. All right, so you guys try it, do this, and I promise you, your skin will thank you. Drink lots of water. It's for real. Some people don't understand that drinking water helps your skin, helps your body. You know, it just makes everything perfect. Even helps your hair. It helps your hair. It helps everything in your body. Drinking water. Always try to remember. See, I usually don't remember to drink water sometimes. When I do remember, I get 2 bottles of water and just put them beside me because I will forget. I'm rather forgetful, okay? After I had my baby, when I was pregnant, I was so forgetful. I would literally forget myself, literally, okay? And then after I gave birth, the amount of forgetfulness or the percentage of forgetfulness reduced by, let's say, 10%. The rest is still there. And yeah, there's actually research on that, and they don't understand why, but it's just some pregnant women that have it in pregnancy tend to not regain their, you know, yeah, tend to not go back to normal after they give birth. And some do. I didn't. So I'm rather forgetful now. I forget to eat sometimes, and I don't know how, but I do. And when I remember that I'm not eating, I'm like, yo, I'm going to eat. I forget to drink water. I forget other things as well. Other things I forget. So it's not just about consumption. So yeah, so this is my skincare routine. I would like to know what yours is. So I hope you guys had fun listening to this. I hope you learned something. But although I feel like everyone probably already knows about skincare routine, but at the same time, I feel like I've been able to shed some light on some things. Abby, what do you think? Anyway, thank you for listening to me go on and on. I hope this was interesting for you. And if it was, please share, like, comments on our Instagram. I'll make sure that I leave I'll tag where I get my black soap and my palm kernel, cold pressed palm kernel oil from, on our Instagram. Okay, so please guys support the Juicy Lucy podcast by sharing, liking, commenting, you know, show us some love. All right, thank you for listening. Have a lovely rest of the day. We love you. Till next time, this is the Juicy Lucy podcast. Okay, and by the way, before I go, our Instagram is at the Juicy Lucy podcast, and Twitter is at Lucy podcast. You can always send us a mail on keeping it juicy on juicylucy@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Bye.